For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. The Missouri National Guard is scouting locations for alternate care sites across the state if they will be needed because of the coronavirus. Governor Mike Parson announced the effort in his daily press briefing yesterday. The Guard is working with several other state and federal agencies, including the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, to identify these potential sites. Parson says the selection criteria for the sites include areas with the possibility of deficient bed counts, large enough for patient population, and where utilities are available to start immediate construction if necessary. The Hearns Arena in Columbia is one of the locations being considered. The spread of COVID-19 has put a dent in Missouri's economy, but lawmakers have a plan to protect Missourians' finances. Cassidy Arena has more.
The Missouri State Senate will meet to finalize the supplemental budget for this year, but it's the fiscal budget for 2020 that will most likely see the effects of COVID-19. Representative Kip Kendrick is the ranking minority member of the House Budget Committee. He says the state will likely see cuts in some areas of the budget. Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rowden says there will be cash flow issues initially, but if the state is responsible, they shouldn't have a long-term economic impact. Rowden says a slow approach may be necessary as there are many unanswered questions in how the pandemic will continue. As for his work in the Senate, Rowden says he feels, quote, handcuffed because lawmakers' ability to meet as they normally do doesn't exist. I'm Cassidy Arena.
Incarcerated people in Missouri will be making supplies like hand sanitizer and medical gowns in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, the State Department of Corrections is developing strategies to prevent the virus's spread. Seth Bodine has more.
Missouri Department of Corrections Director Ann Preseith says three prison industry factories will help make the supplies. One plant will produce more than 6,000 gallons of alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Toilet paper production at a factory in Cameron has increased by 20%, and a clothing factory in Jefferson City is making 4,000 medical gowns. Preseith also says the department has come up with a containment process and spread prevention strategies to keep the virus out of the prison.
We've modified some of our existing processes in response to COVID-19 to include identifying isolation cells, potentially a wing within a housing unit, even up to an entire housing unit if needed.
I'm Seth Bodine.
The Missouri Department of Natural Resources is closing Castlewood, Elephant Rocks, Watkins Woolen Mill, and West and Bend State Parks starting tomorrow through April 30th in response to the spread of COVID-19. We go to Seth Bodine again for more.
St. Joe State Park is closing its off-road vehicle riding area. Carol Comer is the director of the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. She says gates to individual parking lots of parks may also close when it reaches capacity to prevent crowding and community spread.
While safety, stewardship, and service are all very important to Missouri State Parks, safety is our first priority.
I'm Seth Bodine.
And I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News Columbia.